This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background right now, DJ Zintle Tula alongside CeCe, right? And as promised, I'm joined on the line by a phenomenal lady, man. She's a producer, DJ, businesswoman, wife, mother, and so, so much more. And with a new single out, she's here, man, to chat all about that. I have her on the line right now. Good afternoon, DJ Zintle. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, I'm so, so good. It's so exciting to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking out your time, yeah?
No problem, man. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, I mean, you have a lot of achievements and ventures, and I'm sure a lot of women who look up to you are wondering how you are able to do it all. So, I got to ask, how do you maintain the balance, you know, between the work, the family, also making time for yourself as DJ Zintle?
It takes a village, man. You know, it takes a village. That thing is so true. I think just the support that I have, the family that I have, the team that I have around me, we all have a common goal to just, you know, do the same thing, succeed at the same thing. So it's always amazing to move with the people that have the same vision as you. So I think that's how I balance it, you know. If I can't do it, there's always someone who can help me with it.
Amazing, amazing. I like that. I mean, we've seen a growing number of female DJs on the decks. You know, while some get a warm welcome as they pop out, others are subject to, you know, hate. What would you like to say to aspiring female DJs who feel, you know, the industry is not as welcoming and kind to them?
Well, I mean, I definitely think that right now, more than any other time, I've been in the industry for 20 years, and I just feel like right now is the opportunity for girls. If you're a girl and you want to DJ, this is the right time. Don't miss the bus, don't miss it, don't miss the boat, don't miss the train, don't miss whatever. Like, it doesn't matter what people say, you know, like, I realize that sometimes people will just say things for the sake of conversation. It's not really about you. So if you've got a vision and you've got a dream to become a female DJ, I think now more than ever, it's the time to start.
That's so amazing. And speaking of that, speaking of, you know, some of the hate that goes around, I mean, you have also been, you know, one from time to time again will be subjected to hate posts online, either for your personal relationships or some of your work. But how do you deal with that, Zintle?
That if someone came to me and said, Umuvi, like, it's hard for me to believe that. I know I'm unique or moving in the level. But if it has some truth to it, I think it gives you an opportunity for introspection, you know? But generally, the stuff that is said is out of context, or people who just don't know what is happening in my personal life. So I don't take those things too hard, because there is no way I can wake up and explain my life to everyone and expect them to understand it. I feel like everyone is misunderstood, even in the smallest way. Like, even if you are not a public figure in your family, there's always people who are going to misunderstand what you're trying to do. But that doesn't mean that every time someone says something, now you're supposed to move and act and shift your vision. So I think I stick to my truth more than anything. And I actually, like, I have a supportive husband, and we have a lot of conversations about the things that we want to do. So as long as he and I are on the same page, I guess everything else doesn't really matter.
You know what? You are a rock, you know? You are definitely a rock. It can't be easy, but
Thank you. Trust me,
you're a rock. And I really do appreciate that. I mean, you welcome us into the month of love with a hot number titled Wed. Now, collaborating with the likes of Murda, Kanyisa, Jez, Basitsana, Tycoon, and Sly, right? So tell us about this beautiful jam.
Okay, so that song's got, like, a lot of fire in it, like Murda, Sly, and Tycoon. And obviously the vocalist, Basitsana, Jess, and Kanyisa. I definitely think it's such an incredible song. You're right. It is just the right song for the month of love to tell your personal coach, this is how I actually want you to love me. That in the way that I want you to, you know, because ladies are coming, they are always afraid to shoot their shots. But this is a song, you know, to dedicate to your man, to say, yo, I want you to love me. So it's an incredible song. We're very proud of it. And we really hope that people will get into it.
I do agree. Congratulations on that number. It's really a phenomenal
Thank
song.
Thank you so
Amazing.
Much.
Amazing. And look, speaking of phenomenal, why did you feel that these phenomenal women are the ones to work with, were the ones to work with on this beautiful joint?
Well, I mean, they are obviously super talented, as you can hear. And I don't think my journey with them will end with this song, because I've easy and so such a pleasure to work with them. They're super talented, they're open-minded. You know, when you're in studio with someone, you're just like, okay, I didn't like this take, can you please do another one? I didn't like this. They were just open to all the ideas. They're such incredible and confident girls who are talented. And I think I couldn't have even chosen them for myself, you know. That my ancestors curate the things for me, you know, God created the things for me, and he gave me such incredible ladies to work with. And like, wow, there's 77 people on the song, but this song belongs to us, the ladies. So this is running with it. And yeah, like I said, this is not the last project I'm doing with these ladies. They are so incredible.
Amazing. And speaking of that, I mean, you've been feeding us with singles and features, you know, for a couple of years. I mean, is 2024 the year we can expect, you know, a body of work from Zintle musically?
Oh, 100%.
How is 2024 looking for you, my sister?
It's looking like I started my DJ journey in 2004. So 2024 marks 20 years. So this year, I am definitely going to almost 15 years ago,
yeah.
And like you said, I've been serving you guys single. So for 20 years of the season, I am dropping an album, and I'm also hosting a big concert,
wow,
at Nazareth on the 9th of August. So 9th of August, please put it down on your diary. You need to come to Joburg and party with us to celebrate 20 years of the season.
On Women's Day, Nohal Zintle.
On Women's Day. Like, come, guys, men, everybody must come.
I think I need to give you an air horn just to celebrate your 20 years, man.
Thank you. Yes, I love it.
Oh, man, amazing stuff. Zintas, thank you so much, you know, for joining us this afternoon. I wish you all the best, you know, with your future endeavors. And this year, of course, we really and truly are grateful for your time. And you know what? Keep inspiring, because we really look up to you.
No, thank you so much, my king. Keep rocking, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
That was DJ Zintle. Wow, such an amazing soul.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.